This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Supreme Court, in cases of particular public urgency, may hear cases before appeals are complete. And so, Priests for Life is asking the High Court to hear its case now against the HHS mandate. They say because the costs and burdens created by the uncertainty of how this case will go and because the mandate makes challenges to the very existence of Priests for Life, they say the case, which will inevitably go to the Supreme Court, should go there now. Ultrasound is changing the future of not only the abortion debate, but of medicine. Doctors are turning 3D ultrasound imaging to diagnosing heart defects during pregnancy. The life of one Florida baby was saved by being diagnosed at 20 weeks gestation with heart defects and is now between two surgeries to fully correct her heart problem. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. The annual UN meeting of the Commission on the Status of Women in New York is underway. Raimundo Rojas of CFAM explains that the 8 Millennium Development Goals developed in 2000 were to be achieved by this coming January, and they're nowhere near ready. Tuesday, the first day of this year's meeting, attendees began targeting the regressive forces of religion, culture, and tradition. Mr. Rojas is asking for your prayers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.